Lisa Carter explains.
Don't bite. Google says a phishing email is being sent to people inviting them to view a Google Docs document. The email usually comes from a known contact. Clicking on the invitation takes the recipient to a Google sign-in that actually gives scammers access to your email and contact list. Google is telling customers not to click on the phishing bait and to report it if they get such an email. Lisa Carter.
Three activists could face jail time after being convicted yesterday of disrupting the confirmation hearing of Attorney General Jeff Sessions in January. The women affiliated with the group Code Pink, each facing up to a year in jail and fines, including a 61-year-old Virginia woman who claimed all she did was laugh out loud. Prosecutors say she let out two loud bursts of laughter and grew louder and louder and more disruptive while she was escorted out of the room, causing the hearing to be temporarily halted. Reminding you, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
I think those microphones are way too loud. We don't do the weather anymore. That's just a
I forgot the weather.
That's just a done deal, huh?
I forgot the weather.
we'll do the weather halfway through. How about good morning and welcome to the library show? We're going in the red a little bit still. See.
Okay.
Put it down just a little bit more. I like this little new thing there. Now that's a little too low.
I need one more thing to watch.
A little bit more, right there. Slightly lower, right there. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Why do you keep playing with it when I told you to?
Because it started going over once you started talking.
It's gonna fluctuate, Jennifer.
Oh, gee whiz.
Slightly more.
Talk, but watch what happens when you talk.
Slightly lower now. Now, just stop right there. Okay, and leave it. The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet. You couldn't leave it alone, could
you? You're really loud. You sounded just like my husband when you said that.
One more time. Good morning and welcome to The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet. Maybe a little softly, but over the internet, from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey.
Plenty loud.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, we'll recap the Friends of HCL book sale. Jennifer Wendt, she'll give us her report. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is presenting Community Day at the fairgrounds on June 3rd. We'll kind of fill you in on the details of what we know so far. Jennifer's memory ain't what it used to be. Jennifer's memory ain't what it used to be.
Very funny.
The HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale is coming June 10th. Adult and Youth Summer Reading Clubs, the Outdoor Summer Concert Series at HCL, the Little Derby Talk, and much more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. I hope you really pronounced the word derby.
Derby?
Derby.
Instead of what?
Dirty.
Dirty? Dirty. That's not even close.
It is.
I enunciate very well.
Yeah.
No, sometimes. When I'm thinking about it, I do. So you played Fugue for Tin Horns from Guys and Dolls.
I did. Shocking.
I even knew the name of that. I've seen Guys and Dolls.
I've played it every year. I hope you know.
Yeah, I do know. I don't know. Classic.
It was Frank Sinatra, Stubby Kaye, and Johnny Silver.
So it was from the movie?
Yes.
Okay. Somehow starring Marlon Brando as the main singer guy. Who casted that one? Sinatra must not have been happy. Having to...
But he played the love interest. I mean, it was almost two leads.
Well, Nathan Detroit is the meatier role, I think. That's what Frank Sinatra played.
Yeah.
I forget the other guy's name even, see?
Sky Masterson.
When you went like this, that went into the red. So never do that
again. Sorry. Sky Masterson.
We're going to have to turn that little bar graph up over there. Sky Masterson, you remember. There's your trivia question. So there's trivia at Lone Eagle last night, Jennifer.
I heard.
Very well. The next two Wednesdays, anybody in the Flemington area want a good night of trivia, go to Lone Eagle Brewery. Brewery on Stangle Road in Flemington. Or just go to Lone Eagle at any time. They're the winners of the best IPA in the area. They're Made in Flight IPA. It's Lone Eagle Brewery. I wonder, they must be members of the chamber.
I would think so.
We don't know. We'll find out.
I don't know.
Okay, Jennifer, here's was the 100-point question last night.
Okay.
You're going to name 10 of the 12 largest objects in the solar system.
Wow.
10 of 12. Go ahead.
The sun.
Was one of them, Jennifer.
In our solar system.
Yes.
Correct.
So you're on a roll.
Jupiter.
Two. Let's not be all day about it.
Saturn.
Three.
The Earth.
Four.
Mars.
See? Five. Look at you, halfway there.
I'm going to guess Pluto is not.
Correct. That's not one.
I'm going to guess Neptune is not.
Neptune is.
Oh, Neptune is.
Six. It's a planet, Jennifer. It's pretty big.
Yeah, Mercury.
Seven.
Oh, Venus.
Eight.
The Earth's moon is not.
Incorrect.
Oh, it is?
No, it's not.
That's what I said, it's not.
All right, you just need two more.
I don't think Uranus and Pluto are big enough.
Uranus is one.
Oh, it is.
You already said Pluto was not.
No.
So you need one more.
I don't.
And you're out of planets.
But I don't know what it is.
And out of big stars.
Yeah.
You can't name any moons from any of the other planets.
No, I can't. I know it's a crossword clue.
Okay, the other three are moons. One of them is a Saturn moon, Titan. One of them is a Jupiter moon, Ganymede. And I think the other one is also Jupiter moon, Callisto. So you only need 10 out of 12. I think five teams out of 18 got all 10. A lot of teams said Europa as one of them.
Really?
Which was an Io. It was another moon. So they were on the right track, but not quite, Jennifer.
Yeah, no, I figured it was one of Saturn's or Jupiter's moons.
So this is just an example of the fun. I mentioned the book sale. Tell me all about it. It was a nice weekend for it. They got good weather, right?
It was a nice weekend. It stopped raining. They had a really good day on Friday, the preview sale day.
Okay.
They sold a lot of books. They were doing a brisk business on Saturday, and I heard Sunday was very, very busy.
Sunday, of course, was Half Price Day
for
our thrifty county residents.
And then Bag Day, I think, was pretty busy as well. I think they got rid of a majority of their books, or sold a majority of their books.
Hopefully they kept some left over for the community day, which I was promised. But
yeah.
We'll talk to them about that. So that's great. So it's always a great event. They've been doing it for 20 years? This was their 21st year doing this book sale. It's the major fundraiser for the Friends, and all the money that they collect benefits the Hunterdon County Library and its branches. They buy us furniture and movie licenses and
they keep the plants
programs.
In the library.
They got a Friends garden.
Mm-hmm.
They do a lot of things for us. It's a very vibrant group. There was an old Friends group, and then we didn't have a Friends group for a while. And then this group came along about 22 years ago, maybe.
I would think so.
Well, slightly older than the book sale.
And watch and see if the Tricky Tray comes back in the fall.
This is another one of their fundraising ideas,
yes.
Looking for other ways to help us out. Very vibrant group. If you're looking for you know, if you have time and you're looking to volunteer to be part of a group, I highly recommend the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. They have their hands in a lot of things, and they're just a great group of people. So how would someone who wanted to join the Friends of the Library go about doing that, Jennifer?
I'd go to our website, hclibrary.us, and click on the Friends page.
Okay.
And then go there.
And all the information will
be there?
All
the information is there.
If you want more information, they have an email address, fohclfriends@gmail.com. They'll answer any questions that you have.
And there's a newsletter and a fact sheet at the headquarters, North County and South County Branch Libraries.
I'm sure you have. Everyone has some kind of talent that they can help the Friends. Maybe you had to design newsletters, or you're good at marketing, or doing programs, or... What else? Why are you laughing?
Because we just got an email from one of our loyal listeners, and he was actually screaming Uranus.
Oh.
Thanks, Jeremiah.
Okay, so we have somebody listening live. That's good. I don't believe our friend Kiko's, is Gene listening today?
What?
Is Gene listening?
Oh, Gene, I don't know.
What do you think I said?
I thought you had Kiko in his gene.
No.
Kind of good.
See, so if you're a loyal listener of the Library Show, you'll get many shout-outs. So something to strive for, Jennifer.
There you go. Before we go to our first commercial break, we got an email yesterday from the Cultural and Heritage Commission, and the Hunterdon County Junior Historians have been announced for 2017.
Were you a junior historian?
I was not.
Oh.
I don't believe they had this.
I could have seen you being one.
I could, too, and I don't think my school participated or this program was in place then. But students, it looks like middle school students, were asked to write a short essay about a historical place in Hunterdon County.
Mm-hmm. What did the winner write about?
The winner wrote about Strimple's Mill. She was Christian Bach, he was, from Mrs. Roxanne Cluse's class at the Frenchtown Elementary School.
Christian Bach is his name?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like he's going to be the lead singer of a rock band someday. Can't you just see that?
I can see that. And then second place was Jake Mickrick from Tewksbury Elementary School, and he wrote about the Hoffman Farm.
Jake Mickrick?
Mickrick.
Mickrick?
Mickrick.
Jake Mickrick is going to be, I'm going to guess his occupation when he gets older. Jake Mickrick is going to be, we had this debate on the show once, remember, right? With
yes.
Buzz Aldrin.
Yes. But anyway, you can go to the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission page soon to see all the winners.
Jake Mickrick is going to be a teacher. Mr. Mickrick, can I go to the bathroom?
The first two essays.
Mr. Mickrick, I forgot my homework.
Stop interrupting. Will be available to download online. And one of the essays that I found most interesting was from the White House School, the transformation of the White House train station into the Reddington Library. So I think we should get a copy of that and put it on our website.
Excellent.
That would be really great. But right now, I think we should go to our first commercial break.
Ready to start your child's entrepreneurial adventure? Join us for this exclusive entrepreneurial learning event featuring the award-winning game Launch, limited to just 40 kids in the 4th through 8th grade, Friday, May 12th from 6 to 9 at the Deer Path YMCA, Woods Church Road in Flemington. Register online at hunterdonchamber.org.
3, 2, 1...
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Come join us for the 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd from 11 to 4 at the County Fairgrounds, South County Park, and Ringo's. There'll be food, there'll be music, there'll be games, fun for the whole family, pony rides and a petting zoo, reptile shows by Michael Schwedick, outdoor games and activities, a shred event sponsored by the Hunterdon County Clerk from 11 to 3, tethered balloon rides by Unity Bank. The 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the Board of Chosen Freeholders of Hunterdon County, Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, Jersey Mike's and Subs. For all the great details and information, visit hunterdonchamber.org or give us a call at 908-782-7115.
I wonder if we have the right to play Saturday in the Park by Chicago over our commercials.
Oh, no.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm with Jennifer Winberry, and it's time for Today in History. This time every week, I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date, which happens to be May 4th. It's May 4th, Jennifer.
It is May, the lusty month of May.
I don't have anybody who was born or who have died on this date. I only have some events for you, Jennifer, so.
Okey-dokey.
We'll tackle this, and then we'll get right on to the very important topic of the Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
Let's go back to May 3rd, 1626.
Wait. Why are we going back to May 3rd?
I'm sorry, May 4th. Why? Okay. I keep thinking it's May 3rd. But it is May 4th, Jennifer. 1626.
Bing Crosby was born.
Dutch explorer Peter Minuit arrives in New Netherland. Where is New Netherland? What is it now called today?
Manhattan.
Manhattan is correct. Peter Minuit, of course, wasn't he the gentleman who bought Manhattan? Or did we buy the Manhattan from Peter Minuit? Peter Minuit bought them from the Native Americans, right?
Yes.
Is that the story?
Yes.
You're just saying that. I always know when...
No, that's true. I was waiting. Like, your questions just kept going and going and going. And...
Okay, very good, Jennifer. I'm marking that one correct. 1776.
Well, it was correct. Of course you will.
May 3rd, 1776.
No, it's May 4th.
May 4th.
Really, are these May 3rd events? Or
no,
May 4th?
It's May 4th, I'm pretty sure. No, it's May 4th. Here's my question. Who was the first American colony to renounce allegiance to King George III? Of course, May 3rd, there was just a couple. May 4th. My gosh, I'm going to do it the whole time. May 4th, this was a scant 2 months before the Declaration of Independence. Who was the first colony to renounce King George III? Got one in 13 chance, Jennifer.
I know Delaware was the first one to sign the Declaration of Independence.
I don't need background. Just who renounced them first?
I'm thinking it through, and I don't want dead air. How about Massachusetts?
Incorrect. You're in the right area. It's Rhode Island.
Now you think
tiny Rhode Island.
I know Rhode Island's like sorry.
Good
Scott,
for them.
It's like a nothing state.
Oh well, thank you and goodbye to all the Rhode Island listeners that we once had.
Well, I said
it's a fine state, Jennifer.
It's a fine state, but like what history does it? Like I never.
What
think
history?
Of it.
We followed their lead. They said King George, and they stuck up their middle finger, I guess, at him.
Right, but that's like somehow that gets lost to history.
I just redirected it up.
I see that.
1904, Jennifer. What construction begins on what on this date? 1904.
The Brooklyn Bridge.
Incorrect.
Panama Canal.
Very good. How did you come to that?
Because those two things are both.
You know 1904?
Beginning of the 20th century.
What were you in your previous life in 1904, do you believe? A worker on the Panama Canal. You might have taken the first spadeful of dirt.
No, I don't like
for the Panama
heat,
Canal.
I don't and mosquitoes. No,
I know, but you might not have had a choice back then, Jennifer.
Maybe.
1932, Jennifer. Al Capone begins serving his 11-year prison sentence in Atlanta, which I didn't know. Maybe that should have been the question. But why did he?
Well, it should have been because this is a gimme.
Oh, you know it. Everybody knows
tax evasion. Everybody knows.
That was the loophole that got him on. Ernest Hemingway on this date in 1953, Jennifer, good old Papa Bear. Ernest,
Papa Doc. No, just Papa. Papa Bear, no.
Papa.
Papa.
Papa Doc was a dictator.
Dictator.
Ernest Hemingway, Jennifer, he wins the Pulitzer Prize on this date for what?
The Sun Also Rises.
The Old Man and the Sea.
Really?
Yes.
Wasn't
that a short story?
It was almost a novella.
And it won the Pulitzer Prize, Jennifer. 1970, finally, this is my last. What happened on this date? May 4th in 1970. It was in Ohio.
Was it Kent State?
Very good. I'm impressed. I was going to give you hints, like there was a song about Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and I'm going to keep going, but it was the Kent State. The Ohio National Guard was sent to Kent State University after disturbances in the city of Kent the weekend before. They opened fire, killing 4 unarmed students and wounding 9 others. They were interesting. What were the students protesting? That should have been the question.
The Vietnam War.
Very good. The Cambodian Campaign. of the United States and South Vietnam. Excellent, Jennifer. You know your history. At least your May 4th history. Oh, very good. Of course, Jennifer is now playing My Old Kentucky Home, the song that they play when the horses arrive on the track to be introduced to the Kentucky Derby. And here is the field for the 147th running of the Kentucky Derby. Number one, Jennifer. I'll read the names and jockeys and trainers and odds and then see if anybody jumps out at you. And then I want to hear your assessment of the field. Number one, Jennifer, is a Looking at Lee. Corey Lannery is the jockey. A long shot at 20-1. Number two is Thunder Snow. And I'll never pronounce this guy's last name. Christophe Semillon. Is that French, Jennifer? 20-1. A 50-1 shot is number three, Fast and Accurate. Channing Hill is the jockey. Number four is Untrapped. Ricardo Santana Jr., 30-1. Number five, one of the favorites, Jennifer, Always Dreaming. Top jockey, John Velasquez, aboard. Number six, State of Honor. Jose Lascano, 30-1. Number seven is Gervin with Mike Smith, 15-1. Hence is number eight, Florent Giroux. Steve Asmussen Trains, 15-1. Number nine, IRAP. Mario Gutierrez, 20-1. Number 10 is Gunavera. Javier Castellano is the rider, 15-1. Number 11, Battle of Midway. Flavian Pratt, 30-1. Number 12, Sonneteer. Kent DeSormo is the jockey. The odds, 50-1, Jennifer. Number 13, J Boys Echo. Luis Saez, 20-1. Number 14 is your Derby morning line favorite, Classic Empire, Julian Leperoux. He's 4-1. Number 15 is the second choice, McCracken, Brian Hernandez Jr., 5-1. Number 16, Taprit, Jose Ortiz, 20-1. Number 17, Irish War Cry. I have a feeling that the track announcer is going to struggle saying that name quick. Rahif Mirage, 6-1. Number 18 is Gormley, Victor Espinosa. Number 19, A Practical Joke, Joel Rosario. And number 20, Patch, Tyler Gaffleone. 30-1, Patch, Jennifer, has only one eye.
Really? Is that Patch. Why he says Patch?
That's
why
one eye.
Is that why
I don't know
why. Patch?
No, he lost it later on, I think. I don't know. Just a little bit of irony. I don't know, Jennifer. So that's your field of 20 for the Kentucky Derby. 20 horses? 23-year-old horses, Jennifer. Who jumps out at you?
Gormley.
Gormley? How come?
I like the name.
What does that mean, Gormley?
I don't know.
Is that just a name? I have no idea what that means. Gormley is ridden by Victor Espinosa, who was the jockey for American Pharoah, Jennifer. So a little tip for you there.
There's an author, Francis O'Gormley.
And that's the hunch that you're pulling out of this.
Yep.
You're not Irish. Irish war.
No, but I know a little bit about Irish war.
You do? What about it?
Irish war is a horse from New Jersey, and I can't find my notes.
No other hunches, huh?
No, but listen. You want to hear about Irish war?
No, I want to hear about Kentucky Derby stuff.
You don't want to hear Irish war? You don't want to hear about Irish war cry?
Okay, go ahead.
I can't find my notes. Only two other horses from New Jersey. Only two horses from New Jersey have ever won the Kentucky Derby.
An Irish war cry from New Jersey. So go Jersey.
Right. Do you know which ones they are?
No. Could you tell me the years?
Yep.
Okay.
1915.
I'm not going to know.
And that was Renegade.
Okay.
And 1934.
1934. Don't know.
Cavalcade.
Very good. Little horse racing trivia, you stumped me.
There you go. And War Cry is owned by, and I think that's what they're going to call him, Isabel de Tomasa.
Mm-hmm.
She splits her time now between Palm Beach and Italy, but she's from Red Bank.
Great. So I'm thinking this is the horse you want to win. You've done a lot of homework on him.
There was an article in the paper yesterday, and I thought, oh, that would be good. Oh, here it is. That would be good for Jim Thatch.
Well, I think he's got a shot to win it, Jennifer.
And the jockey who's riding him had a really bad injury recently.
Yes.
A similar injury to the
Very good. I like it,
Jennifer. Seabiscuit.
injury. Similar to the Seabiscuit industry, broken leg.
The jockey Seabiscuit.
Yes, Raheem Mirage. He's a local jockey, a local New York jockey, Jennifer. So I think this year it's wide open. I mean, there's always going to be favorites, but I think you could make a case for 12 of these horses to win the Derby, and 12 horses have a real shot to win this race. So there could be a long shot, Jennifer. Okay. Luckily, I have the stretch call of the Kentucky Derby right here.
Do you?
So you'll hear right now what's going to happen. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's click to Saturday about 6:40 and let's see what happens in the Kentucky Derby. And they turn for home in the stretch of the Kentucky Derby. Always Dreaming is clinging to a short lead, but Irish War Cry has pulled up alongside. Classic Empire now joins the fray. They have a 16th of a mile to run. Irish War Cry has come away with the lead, but he'll have to hold off McCracken, Gunavera, and Sonneteer, who are all flying on the outside. Here's the wire, and it looks like Gunavera hits his nose on the wire first. McCracken will have to settle for second. Sonneteer takes show, and Irish War Cry finishes a game fourth.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's see what happens.
I got it written down.
Okay, I want you to say Irish War Cry three times fast.
Irish War Cry, Irish War Cry, Irish War Cry ain't going to happen.
Wow, you did it.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not even going to try because I tried on the way over here in the car and I couldn't do it.
Now I know what goes on inside your car.
Not much, Jennifer.
Okie dokie.
So that's the Kentucky Derby. It'll be on NBC, I believe. Post time is about 6:30. A little shout out. If you're a fan of horse racing, Monmouth Park will be opening in a few weeks down in Oceanport, New Jersey. It was a fun day to go down to Monmouth Park. Very beautiful place. Yes?
I just thought of something else. You mentioned Monmouth Park. The Haskell.
Yes.
The man who founded it is Isabella Tomasa's father.
Amory Haskell.
Yes.
Very good. So we got to be rooting for Irish War Cry, Jennifer.
So, I think so.
Let's do it.
Okay.
But like I said, so many horses have a shot. Thunder Snow, I wouldn't be surprised. Always Dreaming is a very, very good horse. If he runs his best, he can win it. Girvin is a good horse. Hence, Gunavera, I mentioned in the call. Sonneteer is a maiden, Jennifer. He's 50-1, and I think he has a shot. That's how wide open the field is. Classic Empire, of course, loves Churchill Downs, as does McCracken. They've won several times, both of them, over that track. Taprit, Irish War Cry. Gormley, Practical Joke on 21, I think has a real shot. Even the One-Eyed Horse, Jennifer,
Patch.
Even has a shot. There's only a few horses that I don't think can win. I mean, it's going to be a very interesting race, I think. The problem that could mess everything up, though, of course, is the weather. It may be raining. There's huge storms going through there now and tomorrow, I think. And I don't know if it'll be cleared off by Derby time, so that always is a big effect, making a muddled picture even more muddled, Jennifer.
Do they ever cancel or postpone the Derby?
No. Unless there's, like, lightning or something. But even then, like, last when American Pharoah won the Preakness, it was a lightning storm, and they still ran it. They don't care about the horses. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. There are always some people that think, get mad because jockeys whip the horses and stuff like that. These horses are probably the most spoiled animals on the face of the earth, and they love to run, Jennifer. They'll run even if their bodies are telling them, stop running. That's what they love to do. So the horse is an amazing animal. Smarter than people think, too.
I see. So tell us how you get into the Kentucky Derby.
How do you get into it?
Does it cost money to get in?
Practice.
There's a $25,000 entry fee.
Oh.
And then there's another $25,000 entry fee if the horse enters the starting gate.
Well, you have to be nominated to run in the Triple Crown races. If you're not nominated, you have to pay a $200,000 supplemental fee if you qualify. And you qualify for the Kentucky Derby by winning certain races and getting points. And the top 20-point leaders are allowed to run in the Kentucky Derby. Any other questions?
The fastest Kentucky Derby was run by a secretariat.
In 1973, 1 minute and 59 in 2/5 seconds, I believe.
Yes. Yes. The slowest time was run by Kingman in 1891. How slow was that?
Let's see. Probably a different distance. 2:12.
52 seconds for the mile and a half.
Oh. See, it was even a different distance, Jennifer. Do you have any other derby trivia over there? Is that what you're going to hit me with?
If you can talk for 1 minute.
I can talk for more than 1 minute, right, Jennifer. Let me talk about the HCL Outdoor Art Show in Salem. No, let me talk about Community Day. We had a commercial for that. The fourth annual Hunterdon County Community Day is Saturday, June 3rd, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the County Fairgrounds, which is South County Park, on Route 179 in Ringo's. And like the commercial says, there's going to be pony rides, the reptile guy, a petting zoo, a lot of interactive demonstrations like the flutter wheels square dancing. There's going to be plenty of music, plenty of food. I believe there's going to be a hot air balloon there. And then on a lot of community booths where you can get to meet some of the people that make up your community, Jennifer, which is very important. I think Rita's Water Ice is going to be there. I think Madalena's is going to be there. The Hunterdon County Library Bookmobile is going to be there with story times and
Free books to give away.
A raffle. We'll be raffling off a basket.
What time is
story time? Will be 1 p.m. is what I understand, Jennifer.
That's what I understand also.
But there's going to be too many things to mention. So come and connect with your community on a Saturday, June 3rd at the fairgrounds for Hunterdon County Community Day. Major sponsors are Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care, Unity Bank, and Jersey Mike's. Are our major sponsors, Jennifer.
Okay. I have some trivia.
Awesome.
Would you like?
Trivia.
2008.
2008.
2013, the first 100 years.
You mean just 2013?
Yep.
Now that's too specific, I think.
How about, you want average or difficult?
Let me try difficult.
All right, we'll do Kentucky Derby fun.
Okay. That doesn't sound difficult, but I bet it is.
Okay. What color of horse won the Kentucky Derby most often during the first 115 races?
Bay. Chestnut.
Nope. Bay was correct.
Okay.
When Winning Colors won in 1988, she was only the blank filly to win the Derby.
Third, I believe. Genuine Risk won in 1970, and I think there was one in the early part of the century.
Genuine Risk won in 1980.
Oh, 1980.
And Regret the Filly from New Jersey won in 1915.
Right. Very good.
Who won the first Derby in 1875?
Aristides, or however you pronounce that. Aristides.
That is correct. May 17th, two lengths with a time of 2 minutes and 37.75 seconds. It was a 1.5 mile. Which of these jockeys has had the most Derby mounts? Lafitte
Pinkeye.
Pinkeye Jr., Eddie Arcaro, Billy Shoemaker, or Pat Day?
Let's say Pat Day. Shoemaker.
Nope. Bill Shoemaker with 26 mounts, 4 wins. Eddie Arcaro, 21 mounts, 5 wins. Pinkay, 19 mounts, 1 win. Pat Day, 16 mounts, 1 win. In 1973, Secretariat ran the fastest Derby at 1.59 seconds. Since then, which of these horses came closest to beating his record?
Monarchos.
Nope.
Sham.
Thunder Gulch, Affirmed, Grindstone, or Spend a Buck?
Well, it's Spend the Buck, but Monarchos is the host that's been closest since then. That needs to be updated, Jennifer.
What is the largest margin of victory by a Derby winner through the end of the 20th century? 6, 10, 8, or 4 lengths?
Let's say 8.
That is correct. How many Derby winners were not foaled in the U.S. through the end of the 20th century? None, 4, 6, or 10.
0.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
2 from Canada, Northern Dancer, Sonny's Halo, and 2 from England, Omar Khayyam and Tommy Lee. Julie Crone was the blank woman to ride in the Derby.
Probably the first.
Nope.
Julie Crone used to ride at Mom and Pop all the time. You want to hear what the betting strategy with her?
Diane Crump was the first one, a woman who's never won the Derby. What is the betting strategy?
I don't know if I can say the first word on the air.
Okay.
So she was very popular.
Mm-hmm.
So when she was riding, if you were the picking horses, you would always... I can't say
it. Don't say it. You'll tell me later. Vagrant Apollo Macbeth.
Something in moan, then bet crone. That was the mantra.
Vagrant Apollo Macbeth, Old Rose, and Exterminator. What do these Derby winners have in common?
They were geldings.
That is correct. Which of the following Derby winners sired a Derby?
Gallant Fox.
Sunday Silence, Unbridled, Affirmed, or Secretariat?
Secretariat.
Nope.
No, that's right. Risen Star. Didn't that win the Derby? What was the second one?
Unbridled one. It just goes Unbridled. To the answer. He Unbridled. Sired Grindstone.
Right.
Okay, so you got 6 out of 10.
That's awesome. That's about what I used to get in high school on tests.
Okay.
Okay, why don't we... 20 of Jennifer, we need to give a weather report.
We need to give a weather report, which I completely forgot about. I was so excited.
I think
excited.
Maybe you can append a weather report for Louisville, Kentucky as well for
sure.
Saturday.
Okay. Good.
Are you that flexible?
I am that flexible, Jim Thatch. Right now it is 59 degrees in Flemington with a few clouds. Tonight mostly cloudy with a low of I don't know what. It doesn't have a low for tonight.
We don't care. We'll be asleep.
We'll be asleep. There's a low of 50. There's a slight chance of rain tonight. And Friday, there's a 100% chance of rain, high of 64.
Supposed to be a real drencher, right?
1 to 2 inches, correct.
Oh, my God. I got to cut my grass.
What?
I need to cut my grass before that.
Somebody's not coming back to work today.
Saturday,
there's a 60% chance of showers, and since it's raining, why don't you come to the headquarters library at 2 p.m.?
Yes, I was just going to say.
Judith Carl Russo talk about her 1950s entertaining. She's going to talk about, where's Louisville?
It's in Kentucky.
No, which
Jennifer.
Part of Kentucky? She's going to talk about cocktail parties and barbecues and, yep, there it is. All kinds of things. It's 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. The forecast for Saturday is only a 40% chance of showers.
That's a lot, Jennifer.
Wait a minute. If it were New Jersey, you'd say that's nothing.
I was hoping you'd say 10 or 20.
Because if there were a 40% chance, you'd run down the street.
That's close to 50-50. That's still a little too close.
Mainly after 8 a.m., and then partly sunny with a high near 64, and there'll be a light west wind 5 to 11 miles an hour.
But what's the temperature?
64.
Mm.
But by Saturday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 40. So I would think they can get the track.
There should be a way to cover the track. I don't know. All right, that's our weather for Flemington, New Jersey, and Louisville, Kentucky. Weren't you going to do something right after that?
I don't remember. I sure was. We could talk about...
We need to talk about reading clubs, concerts. We've got some library business to take care of. What about this talking baseball program, Jennifer? This is intriguing me.
That's intriguing you?
Yes. What's this all about?
It's Jim Kane. It is on Tuesday, May 16th at the headquarters library.
With Dr.
Jim Kane. He's a historian and former college professor. He's going to talk about local teams, which included back then the Brooklyn Dodgers, the Boys of Summer, and the 1961 New York Yankees of Mickey Mantle. And I cannot believe we do not have a huge sign-up for this.
No. I thought it always signs up, but there's still 2 weeks.
There's still 2 weeks, you're right. I thought there for sure there'd be a huge sign-up. He was here in December to talk about Pearl Harbor. November, and it was packed.
Right.
And he's a really good speaker, so I thought this would be a good topic for the spring.
I agree with you, Jennifer. Good call on your part.
You're not a baseball watcher, are you? I was watching the Red Sox-Orioles game yesterday.
Uh-oh. Was there any...
And the pitcher hit the batter, and he got thrown out of the game. And the Orioles manager came out and was arguing with the umpire, but he was like talking nicely to him. He wasn't like shouting in his face and pointing and scuffing the umpire's shoes like they used to do. It was entirely too civilized.
Well, it should be civilized.
No.
The pitcher threw behind the batter.
He sure did.
So, out.
He sure did.
The other controversy up there, I've been reading the news about the Red Sox. All the players complaining about the fans taunting them racially.
Really? Really?
Yes.
I thought Boston fans would be more mild-mannered than that.
No, exactly. Which, you know, of course, it's not all Boston fans. It's probably one or two knuckleheads that need to be thrown out of there or made examples of, and then it won't happen anymore.
Hmm.
So
that's unfortunate.
Hopefully that gets rectified.
Yes.
Quickly, the Yankees playing very well, Jennifer. They're one of their best hitters has been hurt, but
they did very well last night. They were down 4-1, 4-0 in the first inning. And there was a 3-run homer, and then they went down again, and then they came from behind.
Aaron Judge, 13 home runs on the season already.
Already. There have barely been 13 games.
So, watch out for the Bombers. And the Mets?
They're going back and forth. They're being Mets.
They got lit up the other night, like 23-0.
I know.
And where their catcher was pitching. That's how bad it got.
Right. You just kind of want to say, and I don't know when they're going to get rid of Terry Collins. I'm sorry, but it's time.
Yeah. Who'd you like in his place?
I don't know, but you.
No. Yeah. Well, maybe.
That would work. Jeremiah. Oh, gosh. It is 10:44.
Yeah.
So let's go to our last commercial break.
Okay.
And then we will definitely talk about the reading clubs when we come back.
Awesome.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the library show. That would be just, I can do it if you want. That's fine. It'll make it easier.
Really?
Well, yeah, then never mind. Yeah, well, then I don't have to worry about
Jennifer
what
just took something off my plate.
Great.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome. So, on the summer reading clubs, you can pre-register for the adult summer reading club.
Right now?
Right now. Your registration gets there earlier every year, May 1st.
And how do I do that? What am I registering for?
You're registering for the Adult Summer Reading Club, Build a Better World, which starts May 27th and is sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library.
So what does the theme mean? Why Build a Better World? Like books about building the world?
No, I think just that people who are well-read can contribute to build a better society. I don't know. I don't make these things up. It's the 11th annual.
Well, the theme should pertain to the books that you're supposed to read, like a genre or something.
No, I don't think so.
No?
Oh. I think collectively, because I don't know.
Like, you got to go out of your comfort zone and read one genre.
Well, that was what we did in the Winter Reading Club.
Okay.
We had that bingo board.
So this wasn't such a novel idea.
No, it's not a novel idea. And you go to the website, hclibrary.us/as.
Well, it technically is a novel idea, but it's just not a novel idea.
.htm. And you don't have to read just novels. Really losing interest rapidly. The Youth Services will also have a summer reading club, ages 2 and up, at the Headquarters North County, South County Branch Library in the Bookmobile. And that will begin on June 19th. And then performers, story time, and special programs for teens and tweens will begin in July. But to get us started on Tuesday, June 20th, between 10 o'clock and 12 o'clock for ages 2 to 6, there will be a construction-themed preschool party at the Headquarters Library to celebrate the Summer Reading Club. And there will be special guests from the Home Depot. There will be a Home Depot craft, and it will be available only to pre-registered children over age 3 and only with an adult chaperone. So that's kind of intriguing. So to register for this construction party, please call 788-1432.
What's the date of that again?
June 20th.
Is that a Summer's problem? Coming quickly.
It is.
Very quickly.
It is. And what happens in the summer?
I know what you're leading to. I was trying to think of something. I needed to give Summer Reading Club flyers to somebody, and I can't remember who. Not Summer Reading Club. Summer Concert. Oh, I remember. I was going to give them to the audience today. By the way, if you're in the Flemington area this afternoon, you want to hear some music by the Gershwin brothers, Ira and George.
They're going to be here?
They won't be here, but the next best thing, singer, pianist, narrator Fred Miller will give you their stories and play their music at the Huntington County Library today at 2 p.m. in our meeting room. Just come on in. No reservations required. It's free and open to the public, as are all our programs are. All the programs Jennifer and I talk about on this radio show are available to view on our webpage also. Just go to www.hclibrary.us. There's a handy little events calendar right on the bottom right corner of our homepage. Click on the big word events, and all the flyers of all the upcoming programs for the next month or so will be at your fingertips.
And this is the last.
And then you can fill in your calendar accordingly.
This is the last Fred Miller to the fall.
Of the season, yes, and then he'll be back in the fall. Fred Miller has been performing at the Huntington County Library since December of 1999.
Wow, you found out.
And he did the Gershwins as his first program.
Oh, so it's come
December 10th, I believe, 1999, Fred Miller. He's had a longer run at the Huntington County Library than Sinatra did at the Sands in Vegas.
How about that?
Impressive. Well,
what were you muttering about at the start of your Fred Miller spiel?
What was I muttering about?
Yes.
I don't remember. Oh. The Summer Concert Series, the HCL Summer Concert Series, the HCL New and Expanded Outdoor Summer Concert Series. These are free outdoor concerts. Feel free to bring a blanket or chair and picnic dinner. By expanded, I mean, Jennifer, that now not only are they at the Huntington County Library this year, but also at the North County Branch Library. Conveniently, next to the North County Branch Library, there's a ball field with the community center, and we're going to hold some concerts there. So we have 5 concerts in all this year, starting on July 19th at the Huntington County Library headquarters. We have a nice little outdoor stage, if you're not aware. Right on the Route 12 side of the library with a nice gentle sloping hill, perfect for blankets and chairs. And we welcome the Dan Butera Dixieland Band. They're led by Dan Butt, and they play a set of Dixieland favorites after a short break. I'm reading this incorrectly. They'll play a set of swing music. Either way, you're guaranteed to be dancing on the lawn to the Dan Butera Dixieland Band July 19th. All of the outdoor concerts start at 6:30 p.m., Jennifer.
And if you want to get a preview of Dan Dan will be playing with Marshall's Dixieland Band at Community Day.
June 3rd, that is correct. And then we move up to the North County Branch Library the next Wednesday, Jennifer, July 26th at 6:30 p.m., and we welcome the Long Hill String Band. I should take my glasses off here. I should not talk about everything I do. See, I would have yelled at you for doing that.
You surely would have.
Bring the family to a fun-filled evening of old-time American music. Clap your hands, tap your toes, and sing along to country folk tunes. The Long Hill String Band, July 26th at the North County Branch Library. Then the following Wednesday, August 2nd, the Blauenberg Band visits us at the Huntington County Library headquarters on Route 12, founded in 1890 and part of a great tradition that began when towns depended upon their own people to provide live music. The band is one of the oldest community bands in the state. That's the Blauenberg Band, August 2nd, 6:30 p.m. at the Huntington County Library. August 9th at 6:30 p.m. back up at the North County Branch Library. See what we're doing? We're alternating every week, Jennifer.
You're very clever, Jim.
The Summer Swing Orchestra, usually a favorite at the Huntington County Library, will be performing this year at the North County Branch Library on Wednesday, August 9th at 6:30 p.m. It's a big band playing the sounds of the 1940s for your dancing and listening pleasure. 17 pieces. The band has over 200 arrangements. And then finally, back to the Huntington County Library for the finale on August 16th, 6:30 p.m., The British Invasion Years, one of our favorites at the Huntington County Library. More than just the Beatles, the British Invasion Years performance is three shows in one. You'll hear songs by British groups, followed by the American musical response, and concluding with a tribute to those fabulous four lads from Liverpool, Jennifer, the Beatles. So that's the HCL Outdoor Summer Concert Series, sponsored generously by the Friends of the Huntington County Library. Invented inclement weather, Jennifer. Two of the shows, unfortunately, would have to be canceled, the Summer Swing and Blauenberg Band, because they can't physically fit themselves in our meeting room, let alone having an audience watch them as well. But the other shows will be moved indoors. And it's all on the flyer, and the flyer is available on our webpage, hclibrary.us. We've been doing this for several years now, always very popular, and I'm sure we're planning to have the Kona Ice Truck at the British Invasion Years concert, as well as at the outdoor art show coming on June 10th, which we really don't have time to talk about, but if you're a local artist and you want to enter your work in a very popular art show, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. And on the homepage, find our entry form for the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, which is Saturday, June 10th, 2017, from 10 to 3. We have three categories, students, I'm up to grade 12. We have adult amateur and adult professional category. All mediums are accepted. The entry deadline is Thursday, June 1st, but entries have been coming in. We only accept the first 75 artists, so if you're a local artist, be sure to get the entry form into us as soon as possible. There'll be cash awards for best in show, first place in each category, and for a public's choice award. And the work can be for sale. We have a big crowd. You might be able to sell some of your artwork to the huge throng that we expect that day. Kona Ice, that I just mentioned, will be on hand to provide refreshments, and the Jugtown Mountain String Band will be providing the music. Good opportunity to meet all the local artists in the area and rub shoulders. Rub shoulders? No. Do you rub shoulders, Jennifer?
Rub elbows.
I guess you could rub shoulders if they were sore.
I don't know, but just as we talked about, mirrors are the widest part in your car. Your elbows, if they're akimbo, are the widest part of your body.
Akimbo?
You know, akimbo.
What's that mean?
Like, held out like this.
That's what akimbo means?
Uh-huh.
Really? I didn't know that. Interesting.
All right. Well, that's it for today. Jim Gannot is standing out in the hall, chomping at the bit, as it were.
For one just last, like the Derby horses, Jennifer?
One last Derby reference. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House expected to take a vote this afternoon on another revised health care bill that Republicans say now has the votes to pass. Last night, Vice President Mike Pence said at a charity dinner,
"And when they vote to repeal and replace Obamacare, we will finally defund Planned Parenthood."
Though Republicans say they have the votes to pass it, the margin of victory is expected to be razor thin. All Democrats will be voting no. President Trump will be welcoming faith leaders to the White House shortly, where he'll sign an executive order concerning religious liberty, as we hear from Sharon Reed.
It would permit churches and other nonprofits to endorse political candidates without jeopardizing their tax status. It would also allow employers with religious objections to refuse to offer coverage for things like contraceptives in their health care plans.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyroot for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesale of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
President Trump visiting New York City later today and tonight for the first time since Inauguration Day. He'll be visiting Trump Tower, but also he'll be on the USS Intrepid for a dinner with Australia's visiting Prime Minister to mark the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Coral Sea.
President Trump will be on the decommissioned warship tonight. That'll mean gridlock for drivers. Several protests planned nearby.
That's Scott Pringle in New York. A mixed bag of news when it comes to the latest government economic reports. Commerce Department numbers out Thursday morning show the international trade deficit shrinking a bit when trade industry analysts had expected it to grow. And weekly jobless claims are down sharply. The Labor Department shows first-time claims for benefits fell by 19,000 last week to 238,000. Most analysts expected that to come in at about 246,000. But other reports from the Labor Department showed worker productivity down and labor costs up a bit in the year's first quarter. The April jobs report gets released tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
The nation's midsection is going to be soaked today with more rain. Flood watch is still in effect in southeast Kansas and across central and southern Missouri, up into southern Michigan and northwest Ohio. Flooding in the region has already resulted in several fatalities, and some schools are closed today because of safety concerns. More on a story that breaks in London, where Buckingham Palace is now giving some details of what Prince Philip's retirement from royal duty means. The royal family says it's announced that the husband of Queen Elizabeth is withdrawing from public life after an emergency meeting was first held with all of the palace staff. The official statement says the prince, who turns 96 next month, will still attend previously scheduled engagements through August, and after that he, quote, may still attend events from time to time. On Wednesday, he was unveiling a plaque at a London cricket club, where he had the audience laughing. If you missed it, he said, "You're now seeing the world's most experienced plaque unveiler." Avocado prices are up sharply, as much as 55% in some cases, and go figure, it's happening just before the demand is highest, as Mark Mayfield explains.
It means the guacamole might be a little more expensive for this year's Cinco de Mayo. The USDA reports the average avocado costs $1.43 for American shoppers. The jump in cost is due to a number of factors, including increased demand worldwide and adverse weather.
Again, that's Mark Mayfield, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.